Commonwealth, Lardass Rivera said. I'll hear you. Lejudas stood up at the prosecutor's table. He ran his palm down the length of his tie, then reached around to give the back hem of his coat a little tug. Your Honor, he began mournfully, this is a heinous case. He pronounced the word heinous, and I understood that the actual reason courtrooms often have no windows is to prevent the parties from heaving lawyers out of them. Lejudas recited the facts of the case, already familiar to everyone from the last 24 hours of news reports, retold now with a minimum of embellishment for the torches and pitchforks mob beyond the camera. There was even a little sing-song in his voice, as if we had all heard these facts often enough to be bored by them. But when he reached his bail argument, Lejudas's tone became somber. Your Honor, we all know and have fond feelings for the defendant's father, who is in the courtroom today. I personally have known this man, respected and admired him. I have great affection for this man, and compassion, as we all do, I'm sure. Always the smartest man in the room. Things came so easily to him. But... Objection. Sustained. Lejudas turned to look at me, not by twisting his body, but by snaking his neck around his own shoulder. Things came so easily to him. Could he really have believed that? Mr. Lejudas, Lardass said, I presume you know Andrew Barber is not accused of anything. Lejudas faced front again. Yes, Your Honor. Let's get to the bail, then. Your Honor, the Commonwealth is seeking a very high bail, 500,000 cash, 5 million surety. The Commonwealth would argue that because of the unusual circumstances of his family situation, this defendant poses a particular risk of flight in light of the savagery of the crime, the overwhelming likelihood of conviction, and the unusual sophistication of this defendant who has grown up in a home where criminal law is the family business. Lejudas went on with his horseshit for a few minutes. He seemed to have memorized his lines and was delivering them now without any particular feeling. In my head, the odd mention of me went right on playing like a counter melody. I have great affection for this man and compassion. Always the smartest man in the room. Things came so easily to him. In the courtroom, it seemed to have been received almost as a slip of the tongue, a sniffly little tribute blurted out in the spur of the moment. They were touched. They had watched this scene before. The disillusioned young apprentice sees his mentor revealed as an ordinary man or otherwise brought low. The scales fall from his eyes, etc., etc. Bullshit. Lejudas was not the type to make extemporaneous speeches, not with the camera running. I imagine he practiced this line before a mirror. The only question was what he expected to get out of it, how exactly he meant to sink the knife into Jacob.